Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Despite what many parents believe, personal hygiene or cleanliness in the home or the school has nothing to do with getting head lice. Head lice move about by crawling. They cannot hop or fly. They are spread by direct contact with the hair of an infested person. Because head lice crawl onto objects that have touched the human head, it's possible to get head lice by sharing everyday objects, such as hats, scarves, coats, brushes, combs, and towels. Resting your head on a bed or a pillow, chair, or rug that someone with head lice used is another way to get head lice. Head lice are very contagious. No matter how many times you or your child takes a shower or washes his or her hair, it's still possible to get head lice from direct head-to-head contact with someone who is already infested. Kids are most prone to catching head lice because they tend to have close physical contact with each other and often share personal items. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.